Over the past 10 years, acoustic music fans have been gathering in the Amish country of northern Indiana in a converted barn known as LVD's Concert Hall. What began as a tiny local happening now draws listeners from hundreds of miles away. As Jeffrey Pepper Rogers reports, the appeal of this out-of-the-way venue goes beyond great music.
Your first clue that there's something unusual about this picturesque country road in Middlebury, Indiana, is the power lines. They stop right next to the little wooden sign that says LVD's Concert Hall. On the surrounding farms, there are no lights in the windows. Plain black and white clothes hang to dry in the wintry wind. Throughout the day, horse-drawn buggies pass by. The owner of LVD's Concert Hall, a man named L.V. Miller, grew up in the Amish community some 20 miles east of here. His six sisters chose to follow the austere Amish lifestyle, but L.V. was drawn away, especially by the siren song of 60s rock.
I grew up Amish and left when I was 18. At 18, some get cars, and after a few years, go back to the Amish. And I don't know. I never had much desire to. The Hollies and the Herman's Hermits kept me from doing it, so.
On the bill tonight at LVD's is Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem from New England. While the band warms up, Amish neighbors stop by to use the freezers and the phone that L.V. Miller has set up for them. The Amish family across the road farms his fields and keeps what they grow in return for taking care of the land.
I have a good I have a good relationship with them and a good community spirit here. The Amish don't come to the concerts. It's frowned upon under their society, but there is no music in the church. There's no instruments, just a cappella singing. So the only instruments that they would really have would be like a harmonica and maybe accordion now and then. They do it when they can get away with it. When they leave for Florida or Phoenix, they might have a jam session out there.
On this blustery afternoon, it's hard to imagine that the band will have any audience except the cows munching on dead corn stalks behind the concert hall. But by the time Ronnie Arbo kicks off the first set, the 130 seats are full.
She did not want to drive, she did not want to fly. She did not want to wait for a bus to come by. She did not want to hassle, she did not want to hurry. She did not want to know what it cost, don't worry. Cause baby took a limb out of Memphis. All she did it cause she wanted to.
L.V. Miller and his friend Norm Mast converted this pole barn into a concert hall and presented their first show here in 1992. Around the unpainted walls are photos of past performers, singer-songwriters like Cheryl Wheeler and Lucy Kaplansky, bluegrass bands like Front Range and Salamander Crossing, Ronnie Arbo's previous band. L.V. Miller recalls the night with Ralph Stanley, the definitive voice of high, lonesome bluegrass.
His agent called me in 95 and wanted to book him. And I says, I can't do Ralph. He's a big star. There's only a little hall. And he says, oh, he likes to do them little ones. So I said, okay. So we did two shows that night, packed out the house, had about 250 people total. And they drove in my little farm with their bus and backed around there. And we took them in, fed them chicken dinner and mashed potatoes. And it was just a good time. He was the first big star, I'd say, we had there as far as in the bluegrass field.
Ronnie Arbo's show tonight includes fiddle tunes, old-time country, gospel, and swing. The music gets a special rhythmic kick from drummer Scott Kessel, who plays a cardboard box, assorted tin cans, and a suitcase doubling as a bass drum.
I do my crying at night to keep all my heartaches out of sight. And it only takes the moon to make me change my tune. I do my crying at night.
Like LVD's itself, the music of Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem is far off the beaten track, but inspires great devotion in those who find it. Some fans drove here from Chicago and even the other side of St. Louis, 450 miles away. The audience ranges in age from about 6 to 80-something. There's a kind of reverential mood in the room that Ronnie Arbo knows well.
The last time we played here was one of the most moving shows I've ever played. I don't know what it was, I felt like I was in church. People were just absolutely, fully, completely paying attention, which is not the case in clubs. It's not the case at most city gigs where people, you know, have come in from the outside. They've got a million things going on. You know, people here just come and they know exactly what they've come to do, and they sit down and they listen.
Between sets, everyone files into the adjoining room for homemade cookies, brownies, and snacks. All the food was brought by the audience, a tradition at LVD's from the beginning. It's part of what makes this place feel more like a community center than a commercial venue. LVD's is not a money-making enterprise. L.V. Miller works at an RV plant in Shipshewana, a town otherwise known for Amish crafts. Ronnie Arbo says places like LVD's are a labor of love.
There's no reward in this for them monetarily. It's just about the pleasure of having created a space. And I think there are people all over the country. We've gone to, you know, if there's a great bar in northern Colorado near Boulder, that it's just a fabulous place way up at 8,000 feet where the guy is he's an acoustic music fan and he brings it there. And sometimes it's people who are so busy with their own lives and want to have live music more than they can get out to see it. And so, well, why not just bring the mountain to Mohammed? So they do.
LVD's will shut down for the winter, and L.V. Miller says he's ready for a break. But he's busy booking the next season, and he never stops scheming about artists he hopes to bring to this barn-turned-concert hall.
Well, I used to think, well, how long is this going to last? This will probably last 5 years and something will happen and it'll shut it down and, you know, life goes on. But so far, it's just kind of taken off on its own, and I don't know how to stop it.
For NPR News, this is Jeffrey Pepper Rogers in Middlebury, Indiana.